You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to call on ESPN 97.5. Yeah. Apparently, these. I'm going to tell you what. While it's a shady, deal. What happened with Fuller and what happened with Roby? What they said is not inaccurate. That doctor gave them stuff and they unknowingly took stuff that they shouldn't have taken. They unknowingly, and it'll be interesting to see
if that is
the
their
doctor knowingly.
Now, that's their story.
That's their story. And from what I hear from an excellent source who knows about everything that went down, he says that, yeah, this was totally on the doctor. And there's a good possibility not only knew what he was giving him and misled them, also, you know, claimed to be working, you know, with people in the and with teams and whatnot, and it's a sordid deal, but this isn't the end of it either. There are other guys that are going to come forward. I don't want to name any names. I know a couple of them, but there are more guys that are going to be coming forward and that are going to test positive because they were also with this doctor. Now, it is interesting to see whether or not – now, you know how many millions of dollars are being lost here? Because you get suspended without pay here.
It's
you get suspended without pay here. It's costing these guys how much
almost
money?
Almost half a season.
And if doctor, which allegedly he does know what he was doing, this doctor knows what he was doing and what he was giving them, and he's costing them six game checks?
It's hard because to protect himself, he would say they knew. They knew exactly what it was.
Right.
He'll just say they're lying.
Right.
They knew what it was.
Right. But this
and now
guy,
it turns
now,
into he said,
if they
she
turn
said.
Him in, this guy's going to lose his license. Right?
Potentially.
Yeah. I mean, knowingly giving. Yes. No. Definitely he loses his license. Knowingly giving athletes steroids. Yes.
That's a lot of. Well, I'll just say this. When you start dealing with this kind of stuff, there's a lot that gets involved. Because then that guy could have lawyers who say, if you try to ruin my client's name, blah, blah. I mean, if this were TV, then you would immediately have to have investigators looking into Bradley Roby's background, trailing him to get dirt on him. You have to get dirt on Will Fuller. Then you have to threaten him, maybe go.
Went to Notre Dame.
You just have to say, listen, we know exactly. Oh, you've got a beautiful daughter.
Ooh.
Like, and you say, what? What? Like on TV, you have to immediately threaten families and whatnot.
Yeah,
this could really get bad if this turns into like, if they want to make a Netflix documentary, like a Netflix show out of it, it could really, or The Undoing, you know, it could really get, just saying, maybe he had the hammer. I'm just saying, we got to think about this. You think you know your own kids. Maybe this kid had the hammer. You start throwing things out
What are you talking about kids and stuff? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you start throwing different things out there, and before you know it, like, it could get really serious based on things I've seen on Netflix and HBO Max.
Gosh, you just ruined it. Why don't you just tell us the entire plot of everything?
I'll tell you the plot of anything.
Oh, my God.
Why are you so...
I'll tell you the plot of anything. Telling you is it's going to get... I'm telling you, it will be hard. It's going to be a lot harder for Will Fuller and whoever else to say, it's the doctor's fault. Because they're the ones ultimately responsible for saying yes to something that goes in their body.
Well, these
so it's
players,
really difficult.
The players did not know.
No, that's when
and
you
they
have,
were misled by this doctor.
That's when, on a Netflix documentary, they would hire somebody to go rough up the doctor.
Right.
Or like Netflix Narcos, when they say, oh, you're that doctor? And remember what happened when the U.S. secret crew came in and got that doctor who messed up Kiki Camarena to keep him awake?
Yeah. Well, Will Fuller doesn't know anybody that would mess somebody up, but
okay.
But Bradley Roby does, for sure.
This is why I like our show. Other shows are afraid to go down these roads. We'll speculate about pretty much anything. Anyway, I can immediately see this turning into, you know, a six to 12 show docuseries. Probably not 12, maybe eight. I think it'd be about eight. Here's a question. Would Brian Cushing at any point make an appearance in any of the eight episodes? Yeah. Somebody playing Brian Cushing.
Yeah, and so, but here's the deal on this is that Cush, we got to get off of him. I mean, honestly, while Cush has got that background, it had nothing to do with it.
It's just
Cush.
A funny thing to say, yeah. Oh, you got two guys, and there's Brian Cushing as your guy.
Cushing
sitting
there.
Clearly.
Cush is over there going, hey, I did my time.
No, Cush has nothing to do with this.
No,
it's just an ironic, funny thing that you can mention. That's all it is.
Look at your strength coach. Oh, look at this. You got Cushinged. Their only recourse is that they can go after the doctor, the NFL, if they want to recoup their money. If they can recoup their money off of this doctor, it seems kind of shady. It seems like kind of a shady dude. The NFL drug policy doesn't care. Players are responsible for what's in their body, regardless of how it got there. That's true. That is absolutely true. Whether or not you want to go down that course that you're saying, Lance, because yes, there will be a lot of mudslinging. But again, Will Fuller is probably fine. Went to Notre Dame, a fine, upstanding young man.
But an Ohio State guy in Roby?
Ohio State guy in Roby, yeah.
But Roby
I would worry about that.
So what's the motivation for this doctor? Do we know that? Why he would knowingly give these guys something that would screw them over?
His clients perform very well.
Yeah, but he knows the NFL does testing, and if he's doing it without their knowledge, they're not even going through the process of doing things to, you know, obscure what could be tested for. So at some point, they're going to get caught. So why would you do it?
I don't know. Maybe he thought it was undetectable.
Did you see this?
Because there have been plenty of steroids that are undetectable.
Did you see this that somebody sent us? It's a picture of a doctor crossing his arms with a stethoscope around him, and they photoshopped Brian Cushing's face.
That's
on it.
Not it.
That's rude. That's rude.
That is
not it.
Art is hearing that tainted communion wafers were the issue.
It's
Hashtag fire at Easterby.
It's not Art. Tainted it's, communion wafers, Art. You gotta stop.
Stop, Art, okay? Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, Lance. Yeah, okay, thanks, Lance. Okay.
Wait, what is he talking about?
He's talking about your ability to ruin movies.
Ruin shows. No. Okay.
Bruce Willis was dead when?
You never see The Sixth Sense?
Oh, just ruined it for you.
Mm-hmm. Ruined it for everybody. Thanks, Lance.
You just ruined it for everybody.
No, it's been out for 40 years. Okay, so.
But you like to ruin things that have been out for a week.
We're trying to watch right now.
I didn't say anything.
Just avoid it.
I didn't say anything. You've already seen it.
I've got to watch everything before he does.
You got to deal with him. I watch everything.
I didn't spoil it. The only thing I ever spoiled was when Dumbledore dies, and I said it out loud, and, and
that's all
nerds from that whole series. Nerds from that whole series started almost ready to fight me and cry. They were listening on the radio. You shouldn't be a grown man on listening to me on the radio trying to get through that last Harry Potter book. That was my feeling at the time. Now I know
who
that it's just
spoil Harry Potter.
Now that I know it's just, you know,
or Captain America crap, all your
guys.
Marvel stuff. Who cares about
look,
that?
You've lost all you've lost any
Iron Man
standing.
Died.
You've lost any standing in this when you will quote things from Thorn, Oak, and Shield. No one's going to listen to you anymore. It's over for you. Forget
it is a
about
tough
it.
Sell.
Nothing you can call. You can't call anyone a nerd.
And Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. You talk about Pongo.
You know what's actually pretty good? Umbrella Academy. Wait, what?
He talks about the talking monkey.
It's not bad.
Yeah. You're done here, John.
So it's What Are the Odds Tuesday, right? No, these are the odds Tuesday. What are the odds we see Will Fuller in a Texans jersey again? I think, listen.
Oh, that's a good question.
Listen, I think they're okay. Texans don't mind steroid guys. Remember Brian Cushing? Anybody hear of him?
Well, especially if
this is the case and they got duped by a doctor.
Or is this a culture thing? Because you never know how Jack Easterby's going to respond to stuff like this. Would Jack Easterby consider? Now, remember, he came from New England, where all kinds of stuff is allowed to roam free. You know, he's worried about culture. New England has had a huge culture of being habitual line steppers. Of course, he did leave. But what do you think about, do you think there's any chance Jack Easterby says, this is not a good culture fit? A guy who's using PEDs is not a good culture.
No. I don't know that this is first of all, Roby, you can't cut Roby because he's got another year that's $10 million against the cap. After next year, you can cut him because he'll only count $1 million against the cap, dead cap money. So next year, you can't. This offseason, you can't. The following offseason, you can't. Will Fuller, I'm going to put it about 50-50. I think it's a coin flip whether or not he's back. I can certainly see the Texans going, you know what? And maybe we can get him for a little bit of a discount with this.
It's possible. I'd take him for a discount. I mean, you still have the same issues. Can he stay on the field and all that stuff?
Right. But. And this is with steroid guys, you never, ever, ever know, because he was having a great year. And again, you know, the stats are showing he's sixth in receiving touchdowns amongst wide receivers. He's 10th in receiving yards. He's lower in catches, but he's top six in yards per reception.
Well, but he's always, his numbers, if they're extrapolated, are always really explosive.
Right.
Touchdowns, all that. It's just, can he stay on the field?
Oh, my gosh. Until this year, you know, he affected winning. When Will Fuller was on the field, the Texans were a much better team, in large part because they had D-Hop on one side and him on the other. But when Will Fuller was on the field, Deshaun Watson was a better quarterback. And Deshaun Watson has been a really good quarterback these last few games without Bill O'Brien, with Tim Kelly, with Will Fuller. And Will Fuller he exploded for the big catch against Jacksonville. He had one of the best games. Tyreek Hill passed him up, but he had the second best game receiving game against the Lions this week in the NFL. I guess DK Metcalf. Yeah, it was It was a better game by Will Fuller. But no, this is a big loss, and not having Will Fuller on the field is a big deal, and maybe that will affect the Texans' thinking. We'll see how they play now. And so many people yesterday, oh, they just got rid of Stills, and they lost him. What kind of difference is Stills going to make? Honestly. He's a slot guy. I mean, I guess you could put him outside. Now you got to see Isaiah Coulter. Isaiah Coulter's going to have to play.
Yeah, that was the thing that was strange to me was the it is weird timing, but the Texans knew about this. Like, this doesn't hit them all of a sudden. Like, wait, what'd you just say? You're given advanced knowledge of this. They cut Kenny Stills knowing damn well what the deal was with...
I don't know. It might have happened after that.
With Fuller. You think?
Yeah, it might have.
It happened just yesterday.
Yeah.
2 days... Stills was cut just, 2 days ago?
Yeah. It may have been the day before they gave him...
3 days ago? And
would you have cut Stills with knowing that he was gone?
But the Texans knew about it for some time with Dwayne Brown. They knew about it with Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, because there was... Because
he played with it.
And if he goes in front of them and to try to fight it.
Yeah, because you get the opportunity to try to do that.
Well, Will Fuller might not have. He might have just said.
But I'm saying team is alerted. Will is alerted. Well, Will's alerted. Will would have to alert the team. I'd be shocked if the team wasn't alerted. So
I don't know.
Regardless,
we don't know
said it was a – what's been said is that Kenny Stills was cut. It was a mutual decision by both teams. Now – the Texans have to pay Kenny Stills now, his $2 million that's left,
he
get a new deal with another team.
Yeah, he clears waivers.
Yep.
But is it what he makes with the other team subtracted from what they have to
pay
him?
They said it's a new contract. That's for coaches.
Coaches.
Yeah.
All right, 814 ESPN, 97.
Now, if a team had picked him up, they would have to pick up the $2
million. Double dipping.
Yep, double dipping.
So he puts his cracker in. Kenny
made out like a bandit. He got his whole damn contract from the Texans. They gave up a second rounder for this guy.
It'll be interesting to see if any team pays him, how much they pay him. All right, 8:14:15 now on ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Jeff Aaronoff over at Absolute Marvel.
That's right. It's Jeff Aaronoff. He is rock hard. Jeff Aaronoff, not so much body-wise. If you look at him, you go, it's not really rock hard.
Any kind of hard material, granite, tile, marble, rock. I mean, virtually. Yeah, and I think that is so cool to look at when you look at these outdoor kitchens and it's got the rock facade or real rock that is formed to, you know, for the oven and for the the countertop and everything else. Man, that's a good look. And Jeff Aronoff will help you pick the look that you need for your outside. Well, I mean, it doesn't fit everywhere. Marble, that fits. I mean, that's going to make it look rich, rich, rich. And you say, well, I don't know what the – there's so many. I mean, it's a million different options. Well, Jeff Aronoff does this every day. And he can pick those options for you and design it for you where you take out the architect and you're saving money right there. He can design the whole thing and does it every single day. You're looking for that kind of workmanship. You're looking at artistry. You've got it with Jeff Aronoff. It's a little going a little far with artistry, but it's what he does every single day. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. You need a big job done, Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
818 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
The question is, can they appeal their suspensions?
Nope. It was in their bodies. They should know. They're out. Beat it. I mean, that doctor has nothing to do with the NFL.
Well, all you do is delay it.
And
you delay it into next season? Why would you want to do
that? Why would you do that? And I don't think the league will let them play knowing that they tested positive anyway. You can.
Well, yeah, because you could still have it's in season. You could still have an advantage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Right. That's exactly right. That's why they wouldn't let you on the field, because you have that in your system. So, no. They can't. They got to fight. They know. They have to serve their suspension. They did wrong. They let the doctor give them something that they shouldn't have had, and it's on them for unknowingly doing this. And you know what? I put out a tweet yesterday, and everybody's like, "The Mexican meat was real. It really."
Oh, your tweet was hilarious. Say what you said.
Yeah, I didn't put in overtrained athlete syndrome. Now, what I said was Mexican meat. I gotta find it now.
Mexican meat is a Dwayne Brown thing.
Mexican meat, a testicular cancer, and now a doctor who gave me an incompetent doctor. The Texans' steroid excuses are a runaway train. And, you know, overtrained athlete syndrome. But that was the same one as testicular cancer, so I didn't put it in there. But so this, you know what, other than, you know, Kush is the only one. Mexican meat, it was real. Even Professor Anding, Roberta Anding, who was the Texans' dietitian for a while, and he's a professor at Rice. Actually, JT had her class, and he said she was awesome. And she's, you know, she's a nutritionist. And she said, nah, that's real. I know it's real, but it's still funny. I got it from Mexican meat. And then there's the whole, well, I ate it for a weekend. And it, well, really? A weekend? A Mexican?
There's so much jokes waiting right now. Dr. Dre, La Raza, like
Art.
Oh, really? You got some Mexican meat that's gonna that you need to eat some Mexican meat? No, just stop.
No,
stop. Kids are getting ready for homeschool.
La Raza's not Mexican.
La Raza,
where's he from?
He's not Mexican. I think he's from.
He's from Sinaloa.
He just made that up.
Not.
He's been here and he's told us.
I know. Sinaloa's on my mind because they got the new documentary about Diego Maradona 1 year in Sinaloa with that team.
Oh yeah.
And they just show and they're like, "This looks like a crazy doc." They said they knew what they were getting when they got Diego Maradona though, and he's trying to pull one of the worst teams in the soccer league and up the ladder. This team from Sinaloa, and at one point he starts taking off his clothes. Diego Maradona was a lunatic.
Yeah, he was.
But he also passed away.
You hang with Diego Maradona.
Diego's 60 years of life were filled with a lot of stuff. I don't know a lot of people who probably got more into their lives in 60 years than Diego Maradona.
No.
He did a lot.
If you hung with Diego Maradona, you were at a party.
Yeah.
I mean a party. That dude had some fun. I mean, and as good as he was, and as wild as he was, he lived his best life. I don't think there's any question.
And when he got 300 pounds, he's just like, staple my stomach. I'll just come back. He's like, what can I do to get back out there? Well, he can do the gastric bypass. Good. Get it done.
Anyway, so we got so much going on here. Roby and Fuller.
I mean, it really is going to do damage. Dell, that was good news for your Dolphins. To lose the best cornerback and the most explosive wide receiver is really big for the Texans. I mean, it really
five
is.
Games left.
It is a wonderful gift.
You got a beautiful.
Maybe the doctor works for the Dolphins.
You got a.
Have we looked into it? Does the doctor work for the Dolphins, and we don't know that?
Ooh, we have not followed the. Was he from the Miami area?
That's why he knowingly gave it to them.
Was he from the Miami area?
Well, maybe they keep that quiet. And has he worked with other Texans? John, you said other.
No, not other Texans,
but other players.
Other guys around the league.
Okay.
There are more coming. And there are more coming. Maybe a former Texan. For sure a former Texan.
Huh.
Yeah. So Wednesday at 3:40, we've got our next NFL game. Wednesday at 3:40 p.m. Why 3:40 p.m., Lance?
Why the Texans?
No, the Ravens. Why the and Ravens? Steelers.
I don't know why 3:40.
Well, I'll tell you why 3:40.
Why?
Because
I know it got moved again.
Well, yeah, it got moved from tonight to tomorrow at 3:40 because NBC wants to show the lighting of the Christmas tree, and so they couldn't do it a night game.
That's the reason.
That's
why?
The reason.
Maybe the NFL isn't king.
Maybe not.
Well. Christmas is king.
Well, they said we're...
No, Christ
isn't
is
it,
king.
I think it's right outside NBC studios.
Yeah, it's their deal.
Yeah, it's their deal.
But they
it's
want
It's their
it
big
on.
Deal. Well, the lighting catches everybody on TV. Well, theoretically, I never tune in for it, but I'm sure there's a lot of people who do.
It's going to be fun, though, tomorrow, 3:40, to have an NFL game.
It'll be different. It'll be like watching Premier League soccer. Oh, I've got a match on Wednesday. It's going to be the... Ravenclaw taking on the
Ravenclaw.
Steel City, taking on
nerd.
Steel
That's a
City
Potter
Football
reference.
Club.
Ravenclaw, nerd, Harry Potter reference.
Yeah.
Ravenclaw.
Well, I'm doing a. It's a British thing.
No, huh.
It's English. It's like English football. Is
That's
what it
a
is.
Stupid make believe.
3:40 on the pitch.
Except that Arsenal brought up their second team, and now instead of Lamar, I get to watch RG3 play quarterback.
Yeah, that's
great.
True.
Ooh.
Great.
Ooh.
There's a different keeper in goal as. COVID has struck. This is going to be quite a lot on the pitch here as both teams, one is looking to remain undefeated and the other one is looking to somehow stem the tide.
Would you rather have Kendall Hinton or
RG3? RG3. I mean, Kendall,
B.
It's B.
Sure.
Kendall Hinton and it's
anyone.
Always B.
B.
It's all. Would you rather have Kendall Hinton or the quality control guy? Well, but he's not even, he doesn't even suit up a quality control.
He's calibrated.
Yeah.
Kendall
Would you really have Kendall Hinton or John Fox? John Fox!
The ex Broncos head coach?
Yeah. What? He still gets it. Former head coach John Fox gets the call.
What about John Elway bringing him out of the GM role?
So, like, for real, how do you not have basically Philip Lindsay the whole time running zone read stuff or running a triple option? They should have literally prepared with the triple option.
Well, how many days do they have to prepare? What, two?
No, the Broncos quarterback situation happened earlier in the week, right? Tuesday?
Really? I thought that came down relatively late.
No. That's why they didn't have enough time. Even if they moved the game to Tuesday, they didn't have enough time to get a quarterback
in. Did it come down that late?
Yeah,
you mean you can't install triple option?
Well, how much can
you? An entire new offense in 2 days?
No, you can't. That's not how it works.
So,
Madden, we can.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I'm listening to, by the way, the Monday Night Crew is pretty good. I sat and watched. I was playing an online poker tournament.
Way better than obviously
Greasy's
what it was.
Greasy's pretty damn good, and I love Riddick. I think he's excellent.
It's a real shame I don't get to hear
from
Booger.
Steve, and Levy's good. I mean, this is as opposed to the Booger, and that was terrible. He's a college. That's great.
It really was. I mean, really bad.
Greasy couldn't have been more dead on the interception that Wentz threw. He says, you got wide receivers out here, and they're running routes for a man coverage when Goddard just goes and he does a button hook against man coverage. That's easy to cover. You're trying to run away from guys when you've got man coverage. And Wentz, he was locked in. He was going to Goddard no matter what.
He was throwing in the seam.
Like,
he must have been a choice route where it's either seam or hook.
I think he just overthrew it.
You think so? Because where he threw it was like he was expecting him to keep going up the seam, and instead he hooked it. And I wonder if there's a choice route there where they both read coverage and there's a throw made against certain coverage, because I can just tell you this. Wentz, just watching, I was like, oh, my God. I don't know what Wentz is doing anymore. I don't even know what he could possibly be doing. That mistake was so atrocious.
It was.
That had to be a miscommunication on the route between the two. There was just no way it could be that bad.
The numbers of what it cost Bradley Roby are out. Obviously, the rest of his salary for this year will forfeit 1.77 of his 2020 salary and bonus, a game check for next year, and his $8 million guarantee is now void for next year. So if the Texans want it out, they could get out.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Are we sure the Texans didn't get involved with this?
Wow.
Listen, this is the plan. We shoot the guy Roby. We get out of his contract. Then we knock the value down on Fuller before we do a contract negotiation with him. Now, if I find that that's what Jack Easterby's doing, I'm going to be like, Jack's got a little something to him.
No.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to be like,
move.
Now, that is a move. Now, that is something that little finger. That's a Game of Thrones move. That's a Game of Thrones
absolutely.
Move.
Absolutely. See, that's my now.
We
see,
get him kicked out of the realm.
But you see, honestly, you're making that up. However, I've always thought if you're a steroid guy, your contract should be voided. I believe that because you are fooling the organization.
Yeah.
But the other side of that coin is the team can get out of really bad contracts by giving a guy steroids. And he doesn't know it, and feeding him steroids, and then going.
Now the players, a team did it, the players' association would like. Well, you're not talking about like where have you ever seen a team gave a guy steroids?
Well, you could put it in his food. You could. I mean, you could.
Oh, you're saying you're going Jay-Anon now?
Yes. I mean, you.
If John's creating a
No. You put this. I would not put it past the team. Wait a minute.
Like this.
You're sitting on
a
Pujols contract, or you're sitting on an A-Rod contract?
You know why it never happens? Because it's never been done. You're just saying, I'm surprised this has never been done. No one's ever undone the caps.
Here's the deal, though. In baseball, even if you get busted for steroids, it doesn't void your contract. So
I know.
If I'm the Players Association, I say, we ain't never doing that because you guys could feed my guy.
It sounds like something from Blood In, Blood Out where, no, give him the – Will Fuller gets the special tray.
Yes. It absolutely could.
Give him this tray, Carnal.
830 ESPN 97.5. Speaking of drugs, let's bring in John Clay Wolf here on ESPN 97. What do you say, John Clay Wolf?
Just got back from Colorado, a little family vacay, went skiing.
Oh, good for you. How was it? How was the powder?
No powder, but it was okay. I've never been at Thanksgiving, and it was
where'd you go?
Third, st-
Snowmass.
Huh?
Snowmass.
Oh, okay. Nice. No, you know, it's beautiful up there, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
Yeah. And those people, are you up in Colorado too, buying cars?
Well, I just got home yesterday morning.
Oh, okay.
We got 1,000 cars at the Dallas Auto Auction in the morning. It's our biggest run ever, so I've got back to get ready for that.
1,000 cars. What are you going to do? You got so many minions. You ain't going to do nothing. They're just going to all do it. Right? I mean, honestly, right here.
I'm like an outfielder. I'm just sitting there waiting for the fly. Pop fly to come.
You're the CEO, and you're sitting there telling you do this and you do that. Hey, Zane here in Houston, he does everything, right? And if he messes up, then you give him the call, right? And then stop messing up. Okay, thanks. And then you hang up, and that's all. That's all you do, right?
Well, I also order Whataburger when I'm on the drive.
Okay,
I need a taquito with grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. And I want those pickled jalapenos. I want grilled jalapenos, please, and a large coffee.
I'm sorry, you said a taquito? What kind of?
Bacon and cheese.
You said add grilled jalapenos.
Thank you, yes. Okay, guys, I'm back. How are y'all?
That's Adele, how's this order at Whataburger?
I mean, it's a little dismissive of the person who's taking it, but it's okay.
I mean, as far as food goes,
it's fine. Got some spice. I like it.
Yeah, a little spicy. I like that, John Clay Wolf.
Did you think Tyson gave his real fight?
Yeah, I think he's 50-something years old. You know, really? I mean, he's old, right? You watched two old men fighting.
Yeah, but didn't you see what I saw there when he would unload and like start rolling? And it was like, man, he could just take this bitch down right now. I felt like he was holding back. I mean, I saw big moments of greatness in there that and then at the end, he wasn't breathing, and the other guy was looking for an auction bow.
Yeah. I don't know, because I refuse to pay for that. So I don't, you know what? I couldn't have cared less about that fight, if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
So, anyway, give me the VIN.com. Hey, enjoy your breakfast. Give me the VIN.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, the game tomorrow afternoon has moved a bunch of games. The Cowboys and Ravens were supposed to play in 2 days. So that's canceled, and they've moved that to next Tuesday. The Steelers and Washington football team were going to play Sunday. They're going to play Monday now. Steelers are really getting screwed in this whole thing, if you want to know the truth. You know, they've been waiting, and it's all Ravens. This whole thing is Ravens. So the Steelers are getting screwed a little bit here. So they have to move games. But it was funny. I was talking about it at the Monday night team, and they were like, man, the NFL is just doing everything to ensure this season and making sure that the guys are safe and not. Are they really, though? Are they really?
Yes, they are.
These decisions were made out of an abundance of caution to ensure the health and safety of players, coaches, and game day personnel, and in consultation with medical experts, the NFL announced in a statement. Is it, though? Or is it just, let's just play. Guess what we ain't doing? We ain't canceling no games. And guess what? You guys are playing. You screwed up? I don't care if you've got no quarterbacks. You're playing.
Isn't that the way it should be?
Then
basketball did it. Baseball did it.
Well, then they should have played. They should have played this game on Sunday when it was supposed to be played.
Pittsburgh agrees with you. Yes. Pittsburgh's like, why are you giving these guys?
Right.
No.
And Denver's like, hey.
It does look a little fishy, and I understand that it's because of certain protocols and things like that, and Denver got in trouble for a coach not following protocol, and they didn't report and all this stuff.
And not only that, but how many guys with 18 positive tests for the Ravens and maybe growing, how many guys shouldn't even be on the field? You're worried about player safety? How about a guy that isn't ready to be playing? He's on a practice squad, or he's just picked up this week. How about Kenton playing quarterback and really shouldn't be on the field in an NFL game?
No.
I mean, he's a practice squad wide receiver quarterback.
They couldn't even pick up somebody off the street.
No.
That's bullcrap.
The NFL would say, we didn't tell you to put him at quarterback. You should have just ran your Wildcat offense all game.
Or just punt every play.
We didn't tell you to do that.
Well, yeah. No. I mean, just this is not about player safety. This is about making sure we cash them TV checks.
Did you watch
checks.
Any of that game?
Yes.
It was pathetic.
It was pathetic. No, it was Pee Wee football.
They would have been better off taking whoever had the best arm on the team, whoever, and say, okay, we got this safety who can throw it 60 yards, and literally just letting every play wide receivers run down the field and just try to throw Hail Marys every play. You'd be better off because you might get a pass interference penalty or just have them run. Look, we're going to practice one play. It's the you go deep and we're going to underthrow you and you come back to the ball and try to get pass interference play.
Like,
that's all you want to do. I saw it yesterday.
Isn't that pitiful?
Well, guy's trying to go back to the play and Jordan Brooks.
Well, but horse crap throw.
I just don't.
And you get 40 yards out of it.
I don't think. Well, that gets to my spot of the foul thing. I don't believe in spot of the foul.
Yeah.
I just don't fundamentally. That wasn't a 40-yarder for Jordan Brooks. It was a
30-yarder.
I thought of you when I saw it. But, yeah, I just don't believe in spot of the foul.
I thought of you when I saw DK Metcalf's list. I thought of you immediately.
Yeah, DK.
And DK. Oh, by the way, you weren't the only one that inspired DK.
Who else?
Jim Schwartz went up to him before the game, the defensive coordinator for the
Eagles.
The Eagles. He was the head coach of the Lions.
Yeah.
When Megatron was there.
Yeah.
And he went up to DK and he goes, "You ain't Megatron yet." But he said he was giving.
So it was a compliment, but DK just took it as bulletin board. I know the feeling, Jim. I know the feeling.
DK is like, yeah, that defensive coordinator came up to me and said, I ain't no Megatron. And he said, whoa, I didn't say that. I said, you're great, but you're not.
Let me tell you how
Megatron yet.
What he probably said, it was probably not like that. It was probably, he probably went up to him and said, listen, I was in Detroit. You ain't Megatron yet, but
you're getting there.
And all he heard was, you ain't Megatron yet, and shut it down and like, how dare you, sir? I'm going to put you in my locker along with those weaknesses that were said about me.
No. He'll have that quote up in his locker as well.
Yeah.
No, I love that. But
I mean, if that's what he uses.
Did DK put out the Jordan meme? I think DK put out the Jordan meme. He's taking receipts, that Jordan meme that's out there about, you know, I hear everything. And, you're inspiring me? Yeah, that one. DK, boy, he got a long memory with you. I can't wait till you meet him. I can't wait till you meet DK because he might slap you upside your head.
You can
he
go
might give you a fresh one as soon as he you sees can, you, or you he can, hug you and say you inspired me with your idiotic breakdown of my weaknesses.
Here's Dre says, "Who needs Mexican meat that's not tainted? I got you." No. That's not the way. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. The Mexican meat joke. We're not going to do that.
This goes to show you Colin Kaepernick will never get signed. Broncos. Listen, the Broncos couldn't sign a guy off the street because you have to have 6 days of quarantine before you can play in the NFL if you're off the street. So they didn't have enough time. That's why. They couldn't sign. You think they wouldn't have signed a quarterback? And maybe it wouldn't have been Colin Kaepernick. Probably for sure it wouldn't have been Colin Kaepernick.
They wouldn't have been pushing for Rob Calabrese to play if they could sign a quarterback.
Yeah, if they could have signed a quarterback, they wouldn't have had an assistant coach that never played.
I mean, literally, there's loads of quarterbacks they could have picked.
Yes, loads of quarterbacks that are sitting out there, and they couldn't sign any of them. So, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. When we come back.
Is George Springer signed anywhere yet?
George Springer is looking, but what about Jonathan Fagan, who Lance likes to call Fagan and piss him off? You got some of that off of the podcast?
I mean, we have the quotes. I'd have to sift through and play them as we go.
All right, you want to try and find that during the break? And we'll see. If not, then we'll do it sometime soon here.
Why is there a belief? We need to also get in the fact that there is a belief in certain NBA circles that there is that a James trade is going to be coming up.
Yeah, yes, it was yesterday. Not Shams. Who was it, Del? That's
Amin Ellison.
Amin Ellison put out there. Yeah, it's real. They're talking. They're out there shopping, or they're working on a deal.
James' sister had a jersey of him in Oklahoma City jersey, and then put eyeballs on it. What? James ain't going back to Oklahoma City.
And people, fans from Oklahoma City said,
once it gets in your blood, it never never gets out. This is a plan. Like, what? James ain't going to Oklahoma City willingly. That's not happening willingly. And if you trade him there, he's sitting out. I'll make a prediction.
Yeah. 842 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Yeah, we'll talk a little Springer, but we'll try to get that. Jonathan Fagan on a podcast talking about the Rockets. We'll try to get his viewpoint on what's going on. Nobody is has got more information than Jonathan Fagan about those Houston Rockets. Right now, though, what about your patio?
Texas Custom Patio is, man, my kids were on the patio watching TV yesterday. I'm like, a little cold, guys? It was like low 50s. I said, what are y'all doing? They just like being out there. They were just hanging out there. Two of my sons and the neighbor from across the street. The Texas Custom Patios, what they do is they give you another space at your home where you can hang out, watch your shows, cook if you have an outdoor kitchen. I don't have an outdoor kitchen, but I've got my grill in there and I just roll it out and out from under it, and you know, we'll do my grilling out there. And while I'm grilling, I sit and watch television. Sometimes I like to just go have a cocktail, get away from things out there. It's a great spot for you, whether it's a kitchen, you know, set up, and you really get it decked out so that you can have a place to go entertain for when people come over to your house or family members come over to your house, or if you just want to have that sweet, sweet area where it's just kind of turning your house into a home and beautifying the backyard. Those are my guys at Texas Custom Patios. The work that they do is the best in the state, and it's really easy to go to their site and see the before and afters, and you'll be blown away like I was. I found them and told them they should advertise because I was so happy with their product. I guarantee you, you will as well. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com, and get the process started.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Basically, what I'm saying is, what would it take for Houston, in your estimation, to really look at moving James Harden and Russell Westbrook if they were going to go in a different direction than they are currently right now?
Different answers for, you know, the two different guys. Harden, that would mean blow it up. That would mean start over in so many ways. You know, you're rebuilding if you move Harden. Westbrook, first they have to see how it goes and, you know, how things work. And then they have to see what they can get for him. I think there's a sense here, but really around the league, that they need to be patient on any consideration of moving Westbrook till he sort of rebuilds his stock to where teams start looking at him as superstar again, rather than what the last thing they saw. Last thing they saw was Westbrook in the bubble. And as we talked about, coming off the thigh injury, you know, much more quickly than he normally would have off that particular injury, and coming off COVID, teams need to see him look like the full Russ again before it makes sense. But if things aren't working, that's something that then you start looking at. If somehow he looks really good, but the team doesn't, it's a tough combination. But if that starts to happen, is that the way they take the next step, a really aggressive move?
So what did that tell you?
Nothing.
Well, there's more. He was asked about the likelihood of the trade, and he said, the Harden trade. He goes, I don't see it happening.
Really?
Yeah.
If he doesn't see, if Jonathan Fagan doesn't see it happen, of course, you know, sometimes, you know, especially the local writer, they might not keep him in, or want to keep him in the loop or whatever. But, you know, there's a possibility. There's a possibility the trade does. Other people are saying there is. I trust Jonathan.
Yeah. He goes on. He goes, let's talk again next summer. He talks about if you're betting on them trading him, Harden, you're not only betting that yes, they'll want to, you're also betting on yes, they can get what they want. I think those two things add up to more likely that he's not traded. Just the combination. He also goes on to talk about the Nets, what you get in return for the Nets. And he goes, sure, if you like a nice plucky team who won't win a lot of games, sure. That team will be well-liked, but won't win a lot. The Nets team now would come back.
That's my concern, plucky.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the offseason so far?
That's not bad. It's just, you know, they grabbed a big. They got a couple bigs now. The Boogie Cousins thing is, I mean, this is a guy who has some serious lower extremity injuries. We really shouldn't expect too much from him, but what he is he's not a guy that's going to be able to defend the high pick and roll when people put him in the popcorn popper. That's a concern. But he can shoot from distance, and he's kind of an interesting, you know, big who can shoot from distance. You worry about his attitude and personality fitting in. I think having Christian Wood, you know, getting another bigger body, longer body out there is good also. It's something that they didn't have anymore. Clearly, the Rockets would like to get back to a more standard lineup, some bigger players on the roster away from, you know, Daryl took it in every direction it could go, and by the time it was exhausted, it was like, yo, I'm out. Let's get to Philly. And that's where he is. And now he's cheating on us in Philadelphia. Feels like it.
Do you think he's cheating on us?
It feels like he's cheating on us a little bit. Yeah.
So I'm looking at the official team site. I see no DeMarcus Cousins. They've agreed to terms, right? He hasn't signed the deal. They just agreed to terms, so that doesn't mean anything. I'm looking at their assistant coaches where I thought, well, we know I thought Horney was going to come, and now he's...
Well, they announced their hires for assistants yesterday. I think we all got that email blast. Wasn't Hornacek on the list?
Nope. Was he?
I thought so.
Oh, okay. Well, he's not on this list on the official team
Maybe
site.
They haven't updated the site.
They haven't. Obviously, they haven't updated.
Yeah, but I'm looking at a Rockets blast. I was looking at it yesterday, and they gave us the announcement. And Hornacek is on the list along with John Lucas and others.
Yeah. Elston Turner, Brett Gunning. I got Matt Brace. I guess these guys are still there. So Horney's on there. That's a good thing. Steven Silas has got to – it's nice to have some experience there.
Yeah. Lucas, Hornacek, Will Weaver, Rick Higgins, and the former Mav, Desanya Diop, former player. He's on the coaching staff.
Oh, okay. Well, then this is way behind. So the DeMarcus Cousins isn't on this list is not a big deal. Picking up Cousins, picking up Wood, I think it's a pretty good start. Not trading, not just buckling for James Harden. Maybe it'll be a little bit uncomfortable. Oh, well. We'll see. You know, these guys are reporting now, right? So we'll find out what James Harden is thinking, what he's feeling, mm-hmm. And not that he's going to give you anything. And whether or not, you know, they all show up on time, that's another question. But
you know the answer to that one.
No, but actually getting bigs, you know, Tyson Chandler is still on this, on the roster, according to this.
Not for, is he? Was he signed as a, like, literally beyond 1 year?
Did the Rockets?
We don't even know if he had a jersey on at the end of the year, right?
He played in one postseason game.
Because he had to shoot a free throw.
So right. He did have a jersey.
Well, did he even play? Remember, they chose him off the bench to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, but we saw that he had a jersey on.
Right, he did have a jersey.
Yeah,
huh?
That's true. He did have a jersey.
He did have a jersey.
Didn't he have a toothpick? Wasn't he? No. He had his nose ring and a toothpick.
Yeah, DK Metcalf plays with the nose ring. You can do that.
Yeah,
now.
But he's got a face mask too.
DK Metcalf plays with pink hair too. But DK
purple
Metcalf,
now.
I thought it was pink last night.
He has shade of light purple.
Well, a man so motivated by his criticism that he can play with anything in his hair or his nose.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Tyson Chandler is an unrestricted free agent.
Man.
It just means the Rockets haven't updated their site in a while.
Yeah, apparently.
Because he's not signed.
Tyson Chandler's not signed?
No, he's an unrestricted free agent. They just haven't updated their site.
Yeah, update your site, Rockets. Let's go. What the hell?
Look at his spot track.
Every acquisition, you should be updating your site.
Is Christian Wood even on the site yet?
Yeah, he's on the site.
Okay.
Apparently they did it 2 weeks ago, but
is Gerald Green on the site?
No.
No.
Gerald, how about Crazy Gerald back?
Crazy Gerald, yeah. That's fine.
No.
We're doing that again.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean.
Crazy Gerald, instant offense off the bench.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And when Eric Gordon gets hurt, then he's going to be, throw Gerald in the starting lineup.
Do you know Chris Clemens is on the.
Yeah. Well, he's.
On the team, he's got a contract.
Chris Clemens is, he's a Rocket. He's on their website, but that doesn't mean anything.
Do you know
we got Bruno Gabagol? We got him, which is nice.
Do you know that this year that Russell Westbrook makes more than James Harden?
Yeah, but not. Yeah.
When I say makes more, literally by $104,000. Next year, James takes over that number.
$104,000. And they're like, peh. $104,000 is peh.
Literally wipe their butts with $104,000. Yeah. And like, I would wipe my ass with $104,000. I wouldn't even know it. I could flush down the toilet and just tell somebody, go get it if you want to. Because that's part of $41 million I'm getting this year. Ugh. Ben McLemore's on the hook. Man, there are a lot of guys who are off after 2021. McLemore, David Wabba, Sterling Brown, Gerald Green, PJ Tucker. House is still on the books.
Yep.
Bruno is on the books. Jay Sean Tate is on the books for a while.
Now that they're reporting, do we get to hear the story from House?
He
ain't. You think he's?
You think
that man is told to keep it quiet?
I mean, he
should. I don't know what's happening with his wife. If she just jetted out,
no, listen.
She acted like
he's going through.
Daniel House does not want that coming up anymore. He didn't like the fact that you just brought it up to that just now.
Well, questions need to be asked.
Daniel House.
He got excommunicated from the playoffs.
He got some splaining to do. Okay.
D House?
Yeah. How about he cost the Rockets a championship?
Well.
No. They beat the Lakers if D House is there. Ooh. Just like the hamstring. Now we got the D House. You know.
Well,
diddling.
Whoa.
Phrasing, because diddling gives off a different.
Yeah, that gives off a way different vibe.
Gives you a teacher vibe.
Drop.
He just said he did
you'd
stuff.
Be better off dropping anything other than diddling.
Yeah, he did stuff. Just say that.
Yeah. Go to your old standby did stuff.
Yeah. Well, he was doing stuff. You know, hamstrings, doing stuff, costing championships.
I feel like the House thing is a little. Over-exaggerate as far as costing titles.
Oh, maybe you think that.
Yeah, I do. I think that.
I think Daniel House was the glue.
Really, the guy, if he missed a couple jumpers, he would get benched, that guy?
Yeah,
probably. The glue?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on. That story has to be fleshed out, right? The dude got excommunicated from the playoffs because he decided, allegedly, he wanted to do stuff with a tester. We got to hear the story.
Yeah. Well, he ain't.
Did she
bat
a couple eyes?
You're acting like Black Twitter now.
No, you.
We got to hear the story. Yeah. That's in my head. I'm like, why does that sound so familiar? Oh, that's Black Twitter says stuff like.
You got.
No, we need to know.
You got to wait for the trial.
What trial? Oh,
his divorce trial.
Proceedings of all the stories surrounding the Rockets. Will they trade Russ? Will they trade James? Christian Wood? I don't care about any of that. The Daniel House story needs to be told. Unsolved mysteries.
I don't think it's much of a mystery.
No, it isn't.
I think it's pretty much out there.
True.
857 ESPN 97.5. Insurance is out there, too.
TGS Insurance, and for a lot of companies out there, their insurance has been out there. And you've had them forever and ever and ever and ever, and you haven't even checked to see what the rates are. You haven't even shopped anyone else. And TGS Insurance says, look, we're going to make it so easy. You can pick up a phone and text the word money
to 23-23-23. And from there, we will get your we'll get your quote out within 15 seconds. And it's a firm homeowner's insurance quote. Now, if you want to add flood insurance, they can do that for you as well. If you want to add additional coverage. But it's good quality, A-rated insurance and good coverages. So the standard coverages. But if you want to add to it, if you've got additional jewelry, if you've got a motorhome that you want to get taken care of, whatever the case may be, they can do that for you as well. Chances are you're going to find out that it's less expensive than the other places because on average, they're saving you $900. And so TJS Insurance just wants you to have the knowledge that they are out there with A-rated insurance waiting for you to text, and they can potentially put more of the money back in your pocket. TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.